Right, so here with Brouhaha, we're going to go round and find out everyone's names. Hi, Tom.
I'm Sam.
Andrew.
Kimberly.
Jade.
Jeff.
Guys, you've just been on stage a little bit of time ago now, so you've had time to relax. How's today gone so far?
Bit of a shambles this morning, forgetting our drum kit. Obviously leaving us behind schedule. Got it there. From what we've been told, apparently it sounded pretty good from out. That's where we were. Sounded good on stage. Felt good, didn't it?
Yeah.
We find it difficult to describe what we play. I think there's not a single member of the band that sits at home and listens to the same music, for one. So we've not formed over the love of a certain band, and then obviously, and when that happens, you can end up just replicating your heroes, really. We're steering a bit more soulful at the moment, a bit more blues to it as well, from what we previously did. We used to just do sort of 2 minute fast boppy indie poppy songs, sort of sunshine filled.
It's still there, but I think because now we've been together for 2 years, like, we know all what we all like, and we're just basically merging it all together and really just enjoying what we're doing.
We're coming to the end of this festival season, but next year you surely are going to be booked a little bit more, I would have thought.
Definitely. Like, I think we feel as though we missed a bit of an opportunity this year by getting ourselves out there and kind of giving our music to the festival. Was this year, we kind of was a little bit too late. Don't know, I just feel it in my bones that, like, the amount of people that are coming to us and asking us to do things at the minute, like, we know that our name's getting out there and people are enjoying what we're doing, so hopefully next year we do get a fair few more festivals.
Well, there you go, Brouhaha speaking to me at the Ramsbottom Festival 2013, one to watch, as they'll be launching their new single on the 30th of November. Next up, I caught up with Callum and Ben from Chasing Owls. Hotly tipped by Six Music, they played two sets over the weekend.
Very excited. We've just had a little nosy into the Lady Bird stage. It looks like a great tent, great crowd. So,
well, I tell you what, it's a very intimate space.
It is,
that Lady
it? Everyone's
Bird.
Quite close.
Yeah, they're pretty much on top of you.
He suffers from claustrophobia really badly. So we can't really predict. It's quite fun. We're quite spontaneous with it, so just have to react from how Callum behaves.
So. Brilliant. So it could be a real spectacle tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a journey.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll learn a lot. No, he's absolutely fine. He doesn't go as well.
He's had a long drive.
Sorry, Karen.
Long drive. Okay, so you're also playing tomorrow. So it's a pretty packed weekend for you. Different set, sort of same set both days?
I think one's shorter than the other one.
Yeah, tomorrow's a bit shorter and slightly different songs, I think.
In terms of your music and the influences and the sort of music you play, so people that don't know, there'll be a lot of people that do, talk us through it. Tell us more about that.
We're quite like a melting pot of a band, because we all come from quite different backgrounds. So there's like folky stuff going on and classical stuff going on. Callum's got like quite a heavy jazz background and big band stuff. So it's quite, I think a lot of that, the music kind of goes just where it goes, but I think under the surface, maybe that's kind of influencing stuff a wee bit, and it's quite nice to see where that goes. But it's nice as well, because that means that we're happy to, you know, for one song can be probably quite starkly different to another, like at the writing process. I mean, probably once we're finished with it, they all sound the same. But we like to think that we've been really, breaking boundaries.
And
really, really new, like nothing you've ever heard before.
We've got a long, long way to go. Now we're sure that we can say that we know where we gotta hold.